back to Justice Rankings, where you can come for justice.
But stay for a multiverse!
I'm your head scientist in this universe anyway. Ben Creighton with me as always.
Hey, it's Kenny Wendorski.
Yeah, Kenny's been talking about his multiverse fatigue. We'll get into it. This might be a real interesting one, because spoilers, I like this one a lot.
Yeah, I kind of did too.
Okay.
We'll see.
As soon as it started, I was like, for fuck's sake!
Yeah. Oh, boy. So I had something interesting happen to me the other day. This was not quite a first, but a rare occurrence for me. So I'm talking, I'm at the grocery store, and I go in on my way to work most days. I usually get the same cashier, and she started striking up little conversations with me. And I'm, just chatting, and then realized, wait a minute. Is she flirting with me?
Oh!
And then, and this is the new part, wait! It doesn't matter. So, so I flash my ring and my engagement ring and say, my fiance says the same thing. I'm not used to being on that end of the equation.
Yeah.
I'm used to being the guy who thinks he's getting somewhere and then she drops the
right.
the word boyfriend or husband very conspicuously. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to having to think of ways to do that myself.
Nice. So,
yeah, that was my day the other day.
Boy, you are prime rib.
Oh. I don't know if she was actually flirting with me. She might have just been bored
at
work.
She was.
I mean, it's...
She was thirsty for her Creighton.
It's fine if she was. You can look, but don't touch.
Yeah,
don't
that's
touch.
Right. Beyonce made a song about that.
They did? Yeah.
Put a ring on it.
Yeah.
You did.
I thought you meant about don't touch. I'm like, I didn't know she had a song
she
about
might.
It.
I don't
Maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
Not the biggest Beyonce fan, but
yeah.
More power to her.
She's out there doing what she's doing.
Yeah.
People seem to like
I
it.
I respect her. I got nothing bad to say about her.
She's probably a monster.
Most people are.
If you know whether Beyonce's a saint or a monster.
Dude, we found out what's his face was. The guy from 60 Minutes. Andy Rooney.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
World's biggest monster.
Right. We decided, right? We never did hear if he was a monster or not.
Yeah, I'm just assuming he is, or was.
You know what? That's the safe. Yeah, yeah. Well, he's dead in this universe. Maybe that's why this is the bad universe. Maybe in the universe where he's alive, everything's great.
Maybe.
Segway
it up.
We watched a better World.
Yes.
Yes. Today, we open up and it's the Justice League. It's our Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, the big three. They're fighting a bunch of like SWAT team dudes.
Yeah. And it's in a fancy place.
Yeah, like big fancy hallways, and they're just, it's not a problem for them. These are just like dudes with guns. They're kicking their asses. It's just fine.
You know, they're shooting bullets at Superman, throwing grenades. He catches it. No problem. No problem.
It's easy, but they're sort of, it's like this running, like they're trying to get someplace, and these goons are trying to stop them. They get where they're trying to go. It's a very fancy office with a sort of, it's not quite circular. What's that shit? When it's like a stretched out...
An oval?
Oh, yeah. That works, too. I was thinking an elliptical office. But
okay.
Yeah, you could call it that.
Yeah.
And who's in this very very recognizable, ovular, annular even, office but Lex Luthor?
Yes, and he's hurriedly putting things in a suitcase. He's talking quick. He seems somewhat unhinged / not himself.
Yeah, we never do get the exact details of what exactly is going down here, but he, you know, gives his big, beautiful Clancy Brown villain speech to Superman. He says, you know, whatever I was just trying to do, but this was on my bingo card, is fighting a familiar villain.
Yeah.
So I got to check that off. I also got to check off, you know, Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman show up, so, you know.
Did you get a bingo?
I did not get a bingo, but you know, hey, I've already gotten one bingo this season. If I can get another bingo before we move on to Static Shock, that would be a pretty
good batting average.
Yeah. But yeah, he's given this whole speech about, I remember what it was. He pulls out the big red button.
Yeah, apparently he did something real bad that caused deaths.
Yeah.
And so the Justice League is trying to put an end to him. And like Ben said, there's a, you know, the I guess this is what this is where Kim Jong-un has said he's got a button under his desk, and apparently that's where all the warheads are going to, you know, be launched. So
yeah, and since Luthor is an intelligent, corrupt president, he knows that you can't just claim presidential immunity for all crimes that have ever happened. That's not a thing that exists.
No.
He doesn't even try it. Only an idiot would do that. hey, it's topical. But anyway, he gives this whole speech about Superman, because Superman says, I can stop you. There's like three different ways I can stop you from pressing that button. And Luthor says, yeah, but you have to kill me. And you won't do it. If you haven't done it by now, you'll never do it. And that means that everything I do is on you for being too big a big old pansy.
He calls him an accomplice, right?
Yeah.
And that what triggers him. And so Superman's eyes kind of light up.
Yep.
And Batman and Wonder Woman, they are storming the area, and they smell something. That's not a good sign.
Can you smell what Superman's cooking? It's Lex Luthor's brains!
We don't see a body, but we do see melted computer screens. We can assume Superman used his heat vision.
Yeah. Now later on, he'll do some lobotomizing.
Yeah.
With his heat vision. Possible that that's what he did to Luthor,
I don't
know. But we're really getting the impression of Superman just straight murdered Lex Luthor with his eye beams.
Yes, and you see destruction of the computer.
Yeah,
this
was not a surgical strike.
No, I'm guessing he stabbed him.
Yeah, Superman was getting some aggression out.
Yeah.
And Batman, this is surprising too. Batman says, "Well, it had to be done." What? You're the guy who hates killing the most.
Yeah, everything about this just seems a little off.
Yep, and so that's the other bingo square I got to check off. It's on my bingo card. A Justice Leaguer is evil?
Yeah, it just, dream sequence or something's off. It's just everyone seems a little tweaked.
Yep, because especially Wonder Woman asked Superman, like, she's not arguing about whether it was necessary either. She also seems on board with the murder Luthor train.
Mm-hmm.
But she asks, are you okay? And Superman seems like a great weight is lifted off of his shoulders. He says, I feel great.
Yep.
Just Breaking Bad just feels real good when you're Superman.
Yeah, he finally did probably something he's been dying to do for so long.
Yep, he loves it.
Yeah.
And we get our intro sequence. That's kind of our, like, cold open. And we get our intro and we cut up to the Watchtower. Come back, and everybody's got new fascist costumes.
Martian Manhunter,
yes,
is in the Watchtower, and he's listening to all these security guards say, you know, checkpoint 30, good. Checkpoint 32, good. Checkpoint, you get it. And then there's an area that isn't good, and Martian Manhunter, like, immediately is like, what is that? And the guard's like, it's a storm, it's okay, everyone's been evacuated, and Martian Manhunter's like, oh. So yeah. It seems like a very routine, almost like maybe he's bored?
It seems like it. And we're also noticing lots of other differences, like the fact that the Watchtower, usually we cut up there and it's like one or two of our big seven Justice Leaguers who are on watch duty. This Watchtower is fully staffed by a bunch of dudes in uniforms that are, yeah, like you say, it looks like the command center. They're calling out just regular status checks of what's going on with the Earth. And yeah, it seems like this crew that we've never seen before kind of has everything pretty much under control. Seems like there's not a whole lot typically for our superpowered leaguers to do. Which is why they're sewing themselves new costumes.
Yes. Green Lantern, he's looking off into space through a window. He seems kind of solemn, and Hot Girl, now they're in new uniforms, like Ben said.
Green Lantern has shaved his head.
Yeah.
Hot Girl's got a full helmet.
You'll see it when you see it. He's looking off into space, and she's like, you okay? And he says something to the effect of, well, I expect him to be zipping in here at any minute, giving us a little joke or some little, you know, shitty jokes, pun, something.
Yeah, Hot Girl's
even
like...
Even hitting on you.
Yep. Hot Girl says, yeah, I miss him too. And if I remembered what this was referring to, spoilers. And once again, if you're one of these people who watches the episode while listening to us, stop it. Yeah. Finish the episode first. Yeah. Spoilers, they're talking about the Flash. In this universe, spoilers, this is a parallel universe. In this universe, Flash is dead.
Yeah, we don't know what happened exactly, but yeah, he's no more. And it also seems like this Green Lantern and this Hot Girl a little bit closer along in their relationship than our Green Lantern and Hot Girl.
Potentially, yeah, yeah. And so they're just kind of reminiscing about their fallen comrade. And we get another little news bulletin from down on the Earth. Mm-hmm. Actually, first, before this, we get Superman in his new black and white fascist Superman outfit.
Yeah.
Talking on the video comm link to the new president of the United States.
Yeah.
Who's saying, look, Superman, we gotta do it. It's a tradition. Every fall, it's football season, and we do this. And Superman says, well, an election's pretty different from football. Well, maybe next year.
Oh, okay.
Yep, in this universe, it's a fascist dictatorship. Elections have been suspended. But in Smallville, which apparently has a university, I didn't realize this. Well, yeah. But there's
parallel dimensions, so maybe it's a little bit more, not a small town, maybe it's like a city or some shit.
Could be, yeah. I also noticed this, too, is that, so in Smallville University, there's a student protest saying, elections now, mm-hmm. and, who's gonna fly down there? JJ and
yeah, JJ,
yes. It's a few of them, but Wonder Woman
but not
says...
Superman.
Not Superman. Wonder Woman says to Superman, it's your hometown, which in our Prime universe, they don't know each other's secret identities. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows that Superman is from Smallville except for the people who know that Clark Kent is from Smallville. So apparently in this horrible dystopian parallel dimension, everybody knows a little more of everybody else's secrets.
Yeah.
But Superman says, no, I can't go quash this populist uprising. I've got a dinner date.
And so he goes off, and the team that goes to... Oh, yes, Martian Manhunter says, like, if you see Batman, to tell him to, like, come up for air or something
yeah,
like
get,
that.
Get out of his cave. It's depressing down there.
He's depressing even me, and I'm Martian Manhunter. So they go, they stop the protest. Actually, they get scared because they see the Justice... They're not... Well, okay, fuck it. They're the Justice Lords
yes.
in this dimension. So they see the Justice Lords, and they all are like, ah, get the fuck out, run, go!
Yeah, they had been clashing with some normal, non-superpowered police, and boy, this scene hits so much harder after Black Lives Matter.
Well, Jesus Christ, there's so much shit in the news right now.
Oh, yeah.
And then to see this episode with the fascists, anyway,
yep.
getting ahead of ourselves.
But, yeah, Green Lantern and Hawk Girl go quash the protest. And there's a little back and forth about Hawk Girl saying, I don't remember when people used to like us and they weren't yeah. scared of us. And Green Lantern says, yeah, but also being fascist is pretty great, too. And she's like, yeah, you're right. It
there is peace.
Yeah, sort of, except for more quashing protests. Meanwhile, Superman's off having a dinner date with Lois.
Yeah, and it's soup. It's like the saddest, loneliest meal ever.
Yep.
And it's a long table, and it's, I don't know, soup to me is always a depressing meal. So, nothing against people who like that soup, but god damn, this scene was just like, it's awkward because Lois is on one end, he's on the other. I don't know if you guys saw the Batman movie that came out in 89. It's the Michael yep. Keaton one. And there's a scene that reminded me just like that.
Yep.
They're sitting on opposite ends. And how's the soup? What?
Yep. Yeah.
How's the soup?
Yeah, the really long table where they're both sitting on the opposite short ends.
Yeah.
Like, that's not... If you ever sit down at a full-size dining table with one other person, if you're not sitting right next to each other, what are you even doing?
I hope you're doing a scene for a movie, because
yeah,
obviously
please.
That marriage is over.
It's, yep.
Or relationship.
Yep.
I don't think they're married in this dimension, but they probably were smooching.
Probably, but... There's not no smooching going on now. Lois is seizing this opportunity to say, hey, remember when freedom of the press was a thing? Remember when freedom of speech was a thing? What happened to that? Oh, right, you did, you big dick.
And Superman's like, oh, God, this old story again. look, I get it. I get it. But at the same time, I know what's right.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing for you for your own good.
Men always leave the toilet seat up. Superman's a fascist. Bitch, bitch, bitch.
God damn.
And he leaves and she's like shaking her fist at him, following him out the door. We're not done here.
Shake harder, boy.
And as they walk out into the hallway of Lois's apartment building, there are two armed guards outside. And only now do we realize, oh, she's under house arrest.
Yeah, she can't leave the building, can't leave the apartment, can't...
no visitors.
That's right. There's probably something else I'm forgetting. But yeah, essentially stuck at home doing nothing.
Yep, and we're not sure whether this is like a protective custody thing. Superman's afraid that somebody will come after her to get to him. Or if it's a punishment, she did something or said something.
She's a reporter.
She's a reporter, which is probably not like... Freedom of the press is one of the first things to go in a fascist regime.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I thought that was a great twist. Like, We're doing a lot of setup, a lot of world building in this first part, but I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated.
Now
I think that's when Justice Lord Batman calls everybody to the Batcave.
Oh, that's right, because he has to break up the awkward dinner.
Yep.
He's like, I need you, and Superman's like, well, I'm busy. He's like, I need you now, and Superman's
you
like,
know you're not getting laid, Superman.
It's,
you get
it's
down
over.
Here.
I guarantee he blows a load like a shotgun right through her back.
Buddy, he's not interested. Come down to my lonely Batcave. Or the morgue or something.
Yep. So all the Justice Lords go down to the Batcave where Batman says, hey, multiverse is a thing, and I found this other universe. I got a portal down here.
Yep.
It's a whole thing. And we're watching video of the Justice League in their normal, nice League costumes fighting Lex Luthor. And all of the Justice Lords are looking at it like, that's weird. Luthor's A, alive, B, not president, and C, is that a zippy-zappy Flash man zipping around?
Flash is alive in this dimension!
That sounds great, but Batman says, I've been watching this dimension, and these guys are kind of weak, you know, like kind of like how we used to be before we decided to be evil. And I thought, things are so, like, we got things on lock here. The normal, non-superpowered Gestapo guys can mostly handle shit. What if we went over there and made their dimension a fascist paradise like ours?
Yeah. It's so crazy. It just might work.
Let's go, gang.
So. They open up a portal.
Yep.
It's Martian Manhunter who goes through, as I recall.
Yep.
And he's the one who meets up with himself, the other Martian Manhunter.
Yep.
Which they have a little like, who are you? I'm you. No, you can't be. It's not true. Couldn't be.
And I like this. The Justice Lord, JJ, is spinning this whole story about, I mean, you've heard it a million times. If the canon event doesn't happen, there'll be a universal incursion in both the universes, blah, 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 blah. Something horrible is going to happen.
Yeah, multiverse collapse on itself. Yep.
And you don't even really get to hear it because as he's delivering this, we cut over to a little conversation between our Batman and our Superman. And it's just a cute little thing that they don't even bother with this obviously bullshit backstory.
Yeah, Batman whispers to our JJ,
yeah,
saying, is this story true? And he says, well, I don't know. I can't. I'm not going to read his mind. You can't or you won't. And JJ's like, I both, you dick. So let's go through the portal.
Everybody goes through the portal.
Let's do this thing. They walk through the portal and it's like a big hallway. Well, this isn't normal. Zippy zap!
It's a trap!
Oh no,
everybody's getting zippy zapped in the zippy zap room. The Justice Lords are looking on. It looks like Hawkgirl might be able to... She's resisting it better than the others.
Does she absorb electricity into her mace?
I think her mace has some properties that haven't really been explained yet.
Okay.
It is anti-magic, which will become a big deal later.
Okay.
I don't know if it has any electricity powers. Well,
it seems like the electricity is getting soaked into there like a sponge.
Quite possibly. And she's bashing against the wall with her mace, manages to bash part of the wall down, but evil Justice Lord Green Lantern is just standing there because he saw what was going to happen and just gives her a zap.
Yeah.
And that's why Hawkgirl... Sorry, girl. You tried.
Look! I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
You get the participation award.
There's a lot going in this episode, so it's, you know.
Yeah.
You're gonna get this award, but at the same time, you're still. Thumbs up to you.
I mean, the effort is clearly there. Nobody else even managed to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But because she gets the extra zap from the Green Lantern ring, she is down for the count for the rest of this episode. Even I thought about giving it to Wonder Woman because she is in the mix the whole time, but doesn't actually do much. But I think by virtue of actually getting knocked unconscious and hospitalized, I think Hawk Girl's got to get it. But it's a close thing. she kind of becomes the damsel in distress for the rest of this episode.
So they got to take her to the hospital.
Yep.
Hawk Girl, our Hawk Girl.
Yep. They imprison the rest of the Justice League, and the Justice Lords go back through the portal, and they're saying, okay, this world isn't like our world. They're not used to us being in charge yet, so we got to, you know, just slowly ramp things up to full fascism. And right there, right then, there's a meteor strike in the middle of Metropolis. It's Doomsday.
Yeah, that's right. Remember him, kids? He's the guy who kills Superman, and he's out and about. He's crashing through the streets and throwing cars.
Yep.
He's Doomsday.
He's, you know, there have been a bunch of versions of him. They're all basically the same. He's
Smash Good.
He's Smash Good. And the Justice Lords are like, well, this is great. We'll go beat this guy up. Everybody loves us. And then we take over.
Yes.
And they do. And it's a real good punch fest between Superman and Doomsday.
Doomsday, he's kind of, you know, he's like, you can't kill me. I can withstand a nuclear blast. I'm all powerful.
I'm real good. Superman asks him at one point, hey, what's your deal? And he says, I don't know. I thought I'd rule this planet. Probably the same thing you want to do. And Justice Lord Superman is in the back of his brain like, yeah, fair. But it's a well-animated fight scene, but the way it ends is that Justice Lord Superman uses his I-beams right through Doomsday's skull, mm-hmm, and lobotomizes him.
Yeah.
And
he becomes like a comatose.
Yep. And a bunch of reporters gather around, including our Lois Lane.
Yes.
Who straight up says, so you just straight lobotomized that dude you didn't know anything about? That seems out of character.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like kind of a divided crowd. Half of them are Team Lois. Like, yeah, it seems a little fucked up. But one guy's like, dude, about time. Fuck that guy. Lobotomize him. Yeah. Zippy zap to the brain. It's fine.
There's probably no redeeming value for leaving Doomsday alive, so...
Yeah.
I would have probably been on that team too, but hey!
I did notice in this fight there's a lot more collateral damage than we are used to seeing from Superman.
Mm.
In one of our first, it was either Secret Origins or maybe in Blackest Night, I remember pointing out, Superman is always going out of his way to prevent collateral damage. And this one, he's not. In fact, at one point in this big fight sequence, this train goes off the rails, and it's Justice Lord Wonder Woman with her sexy fascist haircut. I may have rediscovered a kink that I didn't know I had. Anyway, she's the one who saves the civilians. But Lex Luthor, who, by the way, he went to jail earlier this episode.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, but...
We'll need him for later, though.
Yep, because we see him in his jail cell watching all this on the news, and he's putting it together in his Luthor brain. I don't know what exactly is going on, but that's not them. It's different guys. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the note we go out of part one on.
Yep. Now, part two, our Justice Lords are cleaning the streets.
Yep, they're upgrading the Watchtower. The evil Justice Lord Watchtower in the other universe had all these, like, scary-looking spikes and weapons. And they're upgrading our version with all that stuff and saying to each other, wow, can you believe that this thing was just basically undefended unless superpower people were there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck that. We're gonna load this thing up
good.
Yeah, super lasers and all kinds of cool stuff. Meanwhile, our Justice League, Batman and Flash, wake up in the other universe.
They're all tied up in these cubes and they're tied up like with all over their body.
Yeah.
And they've got monitors on them. And their Batman, just as Lord Batman, is watching in on him, and he's looking at the Flash because Flash is dead. So he's looking at him.
Yep, he's, you know, clearly feeling some feelings, and Flash is like, "Fuck you, dude! What are you looking at? Get out of here!" No, the two batsmen exchange some words, and Justice Lord Batman's like, "Look, dude, fuck, it sucks to be you, but you're gonna understand. This is all for the best. You'll get it, you know, sooner or later. But in the meantime, don't try to escape, because anything you can think of, I can think of.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much screwed."
And Flash, after he leaves, Flash looks at Bats and he's like, "All right, you got what's the plan? What do you got hidden in your mouth or your anus? What something is gonna get us out of here? What you got?" "And I got nothing."
"Yep."
"Fuck."
Batman's like, "He's right. I can't think of nothing he can't think of. His brain is my brain."
And Flash looks down, and he looks down at his heart, where his heart monitor wires are attached, and that's where he gets an idea.
He does. He makes his heart go so fast that the heart monitor can't even register that it's going at all. It reads as a flat line. And so Justice Lord Batman is freaking out, like, no,
we just got you back.
We lost one Flash. We can't lose another Flash. God damn it.
Yeah, run in, open up, take off his handcuffs. Oh, it was a trap.
Flash punches Justice Lord Batman real good and frees all the other Justice Leaguers.
Yeah. And
this is a good Flash episode.
And he makes a joke, like, Batman says, "Oh, it required you to do something unpredictable. They didn't count on you because you don't exist in this universe."
Exactly. If they'd had their Flash to think of what our Flash could think of, but they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Flash has been winning more than his fair share of participation awards, but he does some good stuff in this episode.
Yeah, for sure.
So Freeze, you know, gets all of our Justice Leaguers out.
Superman's like pissed. He's like, "All right, who are we going to punch?" And it takes a second for them to go like, wait, hold on.
Yep.
Hot girl's still in the hospital. We got to get her.
Yep. So let's have a little huddle. Okay. Where do we think that hot girl would go? Batman says, "Well, while you guys are figuring that out, I'm going to go try and find the portal." And a couple of them, JJ, are saying, "Well, we'll go with you." Batman says, "No, this is something I have to do alone." Which I'm thinking is because he knows the portal is almost certainly in the Batcave. That's the first place he's going to go check.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want the other Justice Leaguers with him when he does that, because then they will know, oh,
that he's okay.
Bruce Wayne, it's under Wayne Manor. Ah, Bruce Wayne is Batman, which they don't know about that
yet. Odds are the Justice Lord Batman will spill the beans. Like, "Yeah, Mom and Dad died. That's why I did this." Like, fuck, you're giving away everything.
Damn it.
So, good point.
Don't tell him about the Robin with the crowbar.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Might as well tell her about my love child with the Talia.
Please don't tell. Did you know we got our backs broken once by Bane? God damn it.
Shoot!
Justice Lord Batman telling all my secrets!
Jesus, good Lord,
fuck.
You're a good fighter, but...
Yeah.
Man, I ain't telling you no secrets.
But as as Batman's going off to do that, the other Justice Leaguers thinking, where would they put a sick person? And Green Lantern has the idea, well, wait, where would be a place that's medical that would have high security? Because as far as they're concerned, we're the bad guys. Where are you going to put a sick bad guy? Arkham Asylum!
Yeah, but Arkham looks nice. It's sunny, it's pretty, lots of flowers, and it's not the scary Arkham that we're used to.
Yep, but it's still kind of... It's scary like a hospital is scary, not like dark and gothic, but like too bright and clean.
You know when people are too happy?
Yeah.
Too smiley?
Eerily peaceful.
Yeah. Not everybody is normal like that. So.
Yep. And the person working the front desk is a lobotomized Joker.
Yeah.
Who's just so polite and helpful. Flash has to wait outside because, you know, he's dead in this universe, so he'd be a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
He gets to talk to lobotomized Poison Ivy, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, he picks a flower, and Poison Ivy is like, "You're not supposed to do that." And he's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." "That's fine. I'm not going to do anything. I used to, but I don't anymore."
We also see a lobotomized Two-Face, and did you catch the ventriloquist?
We did, yes.
They didn't lobotomize the ventriloquist. They lobotomized the Scarface dummy.
It's clever.
Oh, it's super clever. And it's just a, like, blink and you miss it. But yeah, it's a really cute touch. And also, not for nothing, but like, in our universe, the ventriloquist was cured the last time we saw him.
Oh, like, that's right.
Just, they didn't have to lobotomize him. No tricks. Just, like, I love that there is this one success story. He got cured and he stayed cured. Mm-hmm. And he moved to Metropolis and became a waiter. And it was, it was amazing.
Yeah.
But not in this universe. In this universe, it's lobotomized first, ask questions later.
And the Joker's going to take them to the room, but first we need the password. Apparently we do a password thing for rooms.
Yep. JJ can pull the password from the Joker's brain and he gives it to him, but the Joker, apparently there's a double fail safe. It was Wonder Woman who was supposed to say the password, so Joker knows, you're sneaky, you're up to something, and he releases the fascist Superman box.
Release the robotic Richard Simmons. There are about, what, five of them?
Yeah, it's Baker's an excuse for another fight scene.
Yeah.
It's fine.
They're all robots, and you get your punch fest.
Yep, we do that, but that gives us an excuse to cut away to Batman, or the Batmen, rather.
Yes.
Because I'm not really sure what happened to Justice Lord Batman. I might have just forgotten to make a note of it in my notes after Flash punched him, but he apparently got away, and he knew, well, if I was me, which I am, I would go to the Batcave. So he's waiting for Justice League Batman in there. And they decide to have a little cat and mouse hiding from each other in the darkness, throwing batarangs, but mostly debating their philosophy of crime fighting.
Yes, and it comes down to bringing up the parents. That's what does it for our Batman. In this world, our parents would still be alive if the Justice Lords were able to intervene.
Yes.
And our Batman drops his batarang.
Yep. Justice Lord Batman says, in this world, no 8-year-old boy will ever go through what we went through. And Batman says, fuck, you're right. Okay, I'm team fascist. Let's go. And we get another little, like, driving through the streets of the city and seeing, like, whoa, this is Gotham? It's supposed to be all dark and crime-ridden and stuff.
And litter.
Yep, litter everywhere. And Justice Lord Batman says, yeah, well, you know, kind of our philosophy is if you got to get people to respect the small laws if you want them to respect the big ones. Mm-hmm. And not to go off into a whole thing, but do a Google search sometime about something called broken windows policing if you want to see that philosophy at work in the real world, because that's a real world philosophy of policing, which is really fucked up and leads to some horrible outcomes.
Well, and in this nice utopian world, there is a waiter who drops the check, and the customer is upset about both the food, the service, and the bill. And he starts causing a scene, and cops are called.
Yes.
We don't allow that in this society.
No dine and dash here.
Poor shit. No, you're going straight to the gulag, sir.
Yep. And that's when our Batman flips the tables on Justice Lord Batman again and says, Mom and Dad would love it here. They'd be so proud of you. And Justice Lord Batman says, fuck, you're right. Okay, you convinced me. You sneaky, persuasive fuck.
Woohoo!
We cut back over to our Justice Leaguers fighting the robots. They manage to find Hawkgirl, but the silent alarm's been tripped. They're surrounded by SWAT dudes. It's a big standoff. And that's when our they think it's our Batman, disguised as Justice Lord Batman, swoops in and says, I got this. They're my prisoners now. It's my jurisdiction. I got this. We're going this way. And the SWAT dudes have to stand down.
Well, reluctantly, one of them's like, I don't know. And Batman gets in his face like, he's like, you want to go, bro? Yeah. You want to go? And he's like, no, we better back down.
And Flash says, that was great. I really believed you were their Batman. And he says, I am. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And he takes him back to the Batcave, which was, reading between the lines, I think what our Batman was trying to avoid. But, I mean, that's where the portal is. You got to go.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Put that in your noggin. Anybody who's paying real close attention will know by this point what Batman's secret identity is.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go back through the portal. We got to go find the Justice Lords in our universe and stop them from being dicks.
Yes.
Batman and Superman are talking about this, and Batman says, "This is, I don't know, because they...
We're going to have to cross the line.
Yeah, they're as smart and as powerful as we are, but they're not afraid to kill. They've got that advantage, So we're gonna need some kind of edge.
Shit? Are we gonna kill?
Oh.
But they're not.
They're not.
But they will cross the line. They do have to do something they don't normally want to do or have ever done before. As far as I don't think they've ever teamed up with this gentleman.
I don't think they have. I don't know. I'd have to go through the Superman the Animated Series notes. But they.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But anyway.
Anyway, they do a false. They do a sneaky. And stage a prison break. Luthor's getting out of jail, and the Justice Lords are like, man, we wasted that dude like 2 years ago in our universe.
This is going to be great.
Justice Lord Superman in particular is like, dude, I get to kill this fucker twice?
Let's go.
This is amazing.
You guys, bring a camera. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, but it's a trap. It's a zappy trap in his jail cell. Who they think is Luthor is actually our JJ shapeshifting, and it's a zappy room just like our Leaguers were trapped in.
Mm-hmm.
But unlike our Leaguers, when their Hawk Girl busts out, our Green Lantern hesitates before shooting her,
mm-hmm.
which gives her enough time to smash everything. Everybody gets out. It's a big bunch fest.
Yes.
But our Leaguer's edge is that they got the real Lex Luthor on their side in exchange for a full pardon. He hooked him up with a depowering gun.
Sure. This was the part where I was like,
it's a little convenient.
This. But okay, this gun takes away all their superpowers, Green Lantern's ring included, which is sure.
Sure, okay. Right, okay. It's a little convenient.
And they all get arrested.
I think they get just kind of hucked back into their own universe without their powers.
That sucks.
Yeah, sucks to be them. But as we end on a... So first, Justice Lord Superman says to our Superman, like... You cut him a deal? You gave him a pardon? That means that everything he does from now on is on you. And our Superman's like, yeah, dude, fucking sucks. I didn't want to do it, but...
That's how we roll here.
Yeah, it's better than being a fascist dick.
Yeah.
And sure enough, as we end the episode, it's a big press conference with Lex Luthor saying... Well, first of all, saying, so Superman and I are basically best friends now. I know we've had our differences, but, you know, I designed the gun. He used his super speed to make it. He's a real cool dude.
Yeah.
And they're asking, so are you going to take over LexCorp again? You going to be an abusive boyfriend to Mercy some more? Or? And he says, no, I think I'll get into politics.
Dun, dun, dun. Do you think the camera was on? Or watching the TV would be Mercy just holding like a glass? Just fucking like...
Poor Mercy.
That, whatever the fuck's in that drink, just shaking around with eyes, just so nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But thus ends A Good Place.
A Better World.
Better World.
Yeah, although The Good Place is a good show, too. You should watch it. I like it.
That is a show.
It is a show. It's got Ted Danson.
I forgot. Yes, it is. It is a show.
Kenny, did this episode hold up?
Yes. It is the best parallel dimension multiverse.
We've had a few at this point.
We've had too many. So many, and I was so ready to write it off.
Yeah.
I texted Ben immediately.
Yep.
I was like, fucking multiverse again. But this had a lot of themes, and it had a lot of things that I don't know. I keep talking about North Korea shit.
Yeah,
this was like, hey, Kenny.
It felt very believable as this horrible dystopian alternate. I think they did a pretty good job of making the Justice Lords just different enough. Mm-hmm. Like, it felt reasonably organic. They weren't just, like, cackling supervillains.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah. I like that our Flash really gets a kick out of, so you mean I'm the linchpin? I'm the most important guy here? Because if it wasn't for me, you guys would be fascist dicks?
Ha ha ha, you love me. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I like this one.
I like this episode a lot. Nice. This one's... I mean, this one was just, like, designed to appeal to me, because it's all the things that I'm always saying.
Yeah.
Like, so Batman's basically a fascist. We ever going to talk about that? And we do! And part of it, why I like this one so much, too, might be also that foreknowledge, because another thing that I really like that... The DCAU hasn't always done a great job of is having lasting consequences, having ongoing storylines, And spoilers for some shit that goes down later on, everything in this episode pays off.
Oh, okay.
Every, like, there is a lobotomized Doomsday just somewhere. What happened to him at the end of the episode? He got lobotomized. What happened after that? We will find out.
Okay.
Our watchtower got upgraded with a bunch of weapons, including a very prominent, looks like a laser cannon. That didn't get undone at the end of this episode. That's all still there, and that will pay off later. The Luthor, the President Luthor thing? Oh, you better believe we're going to get more of that.
I figured that was going to...
Yeah.
But, all right, I'm excited.
So, yeah, this episode sets up so much stuff for later. But what it's setting up for right now is science!
I'm a disciple of science.
Yay!
Now, Reginald, as part of our multiversal exchange program, he's gone to the fascist universe, and we've got fascist Reginald here with us.
He's got a mustache. That was...
He does. But, you know, he's got those hamsters just goose-stepping like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, and they all have particular hairstyles.
Yep.
They're only allowed 9.
Yeah, that's it. Those are the Reginald approved hairstyles.
Yeah.
Lab coats on.
Pants is off. Woo!
All right. Gonna give you the list, buddy. We got 18 of them.
I didn't buy a soda. I'm having such a hurry to get over here. So here we go. Secret Origins, Murder, She Wrote, Savage Time, Night of Shadows, and Blackest Night, The Enemy Below, Only a Dream, Tabula Rasa, Twilight, Brave and the Bold, Paradise Lost, Legends, and Justice for All, War World, Maid of Honor, Fury, Hearts of Minds, Metamorphosis.
Well done. I could feel you didn't have that Dr. Pepper energy at the beginning, but you pulled it back.
Have you ever, like gone upstairs or downstairs, and you're off by one, and so you look stupid? You didn't fall. You didn't hurt yourself, but you're just kind of like...
Yeah, you just step a little too hard on that last step. Yep.
That's what that felt like.
All right. Is A Better World better or worse than number 8, Tabula Rasa? That was the one with the Amazo android. Yeah, Dr. Manhattan's at the end.
This one's better.
I agree. I concur.
The Dr. Manhattan thing was...
I think I liked it better than you, but it got pretty repetitive.
Yeah. About went blind, I rolled my goddamn eyes so hard at that part. So.
I know I say it about a lot of these. That one should have been 22 minutes. That's how much story
I concur.
Had. This one was 44 minutes, and it was perfect. Chef's kiss.
That was big.
Wouldn't have cut a thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it could have.
Yeah.
Everything was pretty much holding it all together. The whole train.
Yep.
From the engine to caboose.
Had some good character stuff. You had some, had a lot of fun world building about the Justice Lord's reign of terror.
I did enjoy the waiter having the gentleman arrested.
Yeah.
As a waiter, I wish I could do that.
Yeah, I was about to say. All right. Is A Better World better or worse than number 3, Savage Time? That was World War II, Steve Trevor.
Oh, this one's better.
Yep. Concur.
Which is, once again, not really a multiverse, but a time travel, which is kind of like a multiverse, so...
Yeah. That was reasonably well done as such things go, and the action set pieces in that one were great, but the action set pieces in this one were really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
They had...
Green Lantern conjured up a unique weapon, some unique weapons.
Yeah.
And usually, he's kind of boring.
Yeah.
It's just zippy zap or like some kind of...
Yeah, it's all panel. Rays or bubbles.
He actually conjured some cool shit. So good
for him. Yeah, towards the end of the second part, we kind of glossed through it because we were hurrying to get to Luthor having his depowering gun. Mm-hmm. But there's a pretty lengthy fight scene where everybody pairs up and fights their evil Justice Lord doppelganger.
Yeah.
And the two Green Lanterns are like fencing with Emerald Green Lantern swords, which is like, you think they like... Did they just, like, exchange a look like, we're going to do this, right?
Yeah.
So. You want to do this with swords? Yeah.
That's part of the fun of the Green Lantern, for me, is his constructs. They're goofy. Some of them are archaic. They could look like a medieval weapon. It could look like a triceratops. Whatever the fuck. But this cartoon seems to be more just like a panel or a ball or
Yeah, and, you know, it makes sense.
Cause,
He's a Marine. He's a very, like, no-nonsense. Like, what is the most effective thing that will work? But, yeah, it's always nice to see a little more variety.
The inanimate carbon rod!
All right. Well, we got a top three episode on our hands.
Yeah.
Is this episode...
Oh, no, I know it's something. The top three.
A Better World.
It's Murder, She Wrote, isn't it?
It is not. It is A Better World or number one, Secret Origins.
Oh, no.
Parts 1, 2, and 3.
I think... Yeah, I think this one's better.
I concur.
Nothing wrong with alien invasions. Those are a great thing to do. We see it with the Avengers movie. It's a great way to have your comic book characters fight a unified villain.
Yep, it was what you needed to, because that episode had to introduce so many characters. It had to do so much plot. I think you needed a kind of like generic, they're Martian invaders bad guy, because Lord knows you couldn't introduce a super interesting in-depth villain.
Yeah.
But that's mostly what that was, is a lot of table setting. A lot of really good table setting.
Yeah.
But this one was just as impressive, but also had some good character stuff.
And it was shorter.
Yeah.
It did in 2 episodes, but the other one did in 3.
Yep.
And it was a multiverse story that... wasn't eye-rolling. It was, and actually, it had some things to say.
Yep.
About fascism, about, you know, being careful what you wish for, essentially. So, yeah, I think we got a new number one.
I think we do! Oh, man!
Damn!
It's been a long time.
Bizarro Reginald, you came at an interesting time, my friend.
Hot damn!
Woo!
Let's see what we're gonna have next week.
I was wondering when this was.
Me
I was
too.
Scared of Murder, She Wrote, because I think Murder, She Wrote would have won.
Yeah.
That one I would have had to have debated you on.
Yeah. I still would have been pulling for this one.
I think I would have been pulling for Murder, She Wrote.
I think
we
would have
had a knife fight.
We would have had to get into some science at the very least.
Oh.
But
this one number one.
Number one. Well, that feels good after coming off of Batman Beyond, where that. Then that pilot never did get unseated.
Yeah.
I knew it would happen eventually, but I wasn't sure, like, are we going to have to wait until we get into Unlimited before something... Because it's going to be interesting, too, when we wrap this up, do Static Shock, and then come back to Justice League.
Yeah.
It's going to be a... We got an interesting future ahead.
Yeah. But if we're not all dead by thermonuclear war by then.
That's true.
I mean, a distinct the way possibility. Things are going, it's just getting closer and closer, Ben.
Yeah. But as long as we're not dead of nuclear war in 2 weeks, let's see what we'll be watching.
Okay.
Next up, we've got Eclipsed. It's a hard word to say. Eclipsed. Eclipsed.
It's not just eclipsed. No, you're right. Eclipsed.
Eclipsed. Past tense.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you thing one about it.
Sure. Maybe it's for the best that we don't know.
Maybe it'll be a big surprise. Maybe we'll have a new number one next
maybe
week, too.
Maybe it'll be some lighter fare, because this one, you know, it had some shit to say. Maybe this one will be like another monkey one. They fucking love monkeys, Ben.
They do love their monkeys. They certainly do. I know we're getting more ultra-humanite sooner or later.
Oh, good.
At the very least.
I'm so excited. Bring him back, please.
I was thinking about that today. Part of the problem, I think, with this format and part of all multi-parters and part of the reason we've been struggling with it, I think, is because there's this pressure to justify a longer runtime, and so it kind of locks you into just one tone. Everything has to be huge and epic and high stakes. Mm-hmm. And I think that gets wearying after a while.
Yeah, and like we say repeatedly, some things are just best at the 22-minute mark. Just one story. If you stretch it out, then we're not feeling it because we're bored.
Yeah.
Because from your 44 minutes, we're bored for 15 minutes of it.
Yeah. But, well, before we know it, we'll be on to Static Shock, and then we'll be bitching about High School Hijinks instead.
Oh, God, this is the prom episode. Fuck me.
Or maybe every episode's a banger. We don't know. We haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But we'll see you next week for Eclipsed. In the meantime, Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet?
You can find me at Wyski TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And Mortal Kombat on PlayStation 5. And yeah, I think that's it.
Well, I've been playing Mario Wonder. Have you?
No, that just came out. Like
it
yesterday.
Just came out last Friday, something like that. Yeah, really? It's really good.
Okay.
I like it a lot. I didn't expect to like the online stuff. Because it does that thing where you're playing with other people, but not really. It's not like in New Super Mario Brothers where you are, like, you can pick up the other guy and throw him around. And that was always too chaotic. Like, it could be fun for a while, but it's like, dude, I just want to play the level. So keep up. You're off screen. No, now you're in a bubble and I got to pop you. Fuck.
Yeah.
This is just, you can see little transparent ghosts of the people who are playing. And all the levels have, like, really cleverly hidden secrets. But because you can see... So nothing they do affects your game. Like, if they stomp an enemy, that enemy will not be gone for you. So you just see them moving around, and you'll see them getting into areas that you can't get into. And it's like, wait, how did you do that?
Oh, that's neat.
And because they can see you, too, sometimes they'll see you struggling, and they'll, like, mime it a couple of times to try to show you. Or you can do that for them, and you can send them power-ups. They can send you power-ups. You can... It's the same thing where if you die, they're in a bubble, and if they can reach you, they're safe. So it's... I think it hits the right balance of not too chaotic, but still feels like you're interacting with people. It's a good time. Yeah.
Chad got the Spider-Man 2. He said that one was really good, too. So there's two games that came out last week.
Yeah, yeah. I think they came out the same day. Yeah, like Barbenheimer style.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't think... Because I played the Spider-Man games. Well, it's... Because it's only on PlayStation, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I played the previous one and then the Miles Morales one on PC. I don't have a PlayStation, so... Okay. I'll have to wait and hope it gets a PC port, or I don't know, maybe I'll finally buy a PS5 someday.
Someday.
Not right now. I gotta save up for moving expenses.
Yeah.
Gotta go be with my wife.
That's right, fiance.
Fiance for now.
I always like that, fiance.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound nice?
It does sound nice.
Nothing wrong with saying wife, but fiance.
Yeah. you can find me. Nope, not that one. That's a bad one. Twitch.tv/BenCreighton. You can also find us right here at anchor.fm/BatRankings. You can pledge us $1, $5, or $10 a month to hear us bullshit about superheroes.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that for free, but you can also give us money for basically nothing extra except a haiku.
Not
a haiku, a limerick.
That's right.
It's been a minute since we got a limerick.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Make me do limerick.
And we also like those voice messages.
Those are good.
And I think that's all of them.
This is pretty much it. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks for Eclipsed.
Bye, everybody.